Art from the Ground Up is 90.5 WESA's series focusing on some of our region's grassroots arts initiatives. This installment is an introduction to an organization continuing a Pittsburgh tradition which began in the early 19th century. Born in a white cottage overlooking the Allegheny River in 1826, Pittsburgh's Stephen Foster is recognized as the father of American music. The songs he wrote in this city are ingrained in the American consciousness. This is the story of some contemporary Pittsburghers, well aware of the city's rich musical tradition, who have established Berg Song, a series of listening events showcasing the art of songwriting.
It's based on the idea that Pittsburgh has a lot of talent in songwriting and a rich history of songwriting.
Ben Shannon, one of the founders, explained the concept to me.
Myself and Christopher Mark Jones, through a bunch of conversations about the lack of a venue that would just feature songs in their rawest form. And so we were just batting around ideas and batting around ideas, and we did our first one-off, and then we decided to commit to a year or more. And then if it fails, it fails, and we try something else.
Walking up the stairs to Sunburst School of Music in Squirrel Hill on a Saturday night, you can hear the sounds of people settling into a comfortable environment, anticipating an evening of interesting music.
We're trying to provide an intimate setting for people who appreciate song, to have a venue where local singer-songwriters could be paired with a national songwriter on an equal basis to showcase their craft, their discipline as songwriters.
Okay, so I'll just play some songs.
This is Pittsburgh songwriter Alex Stanton.
Scream, it seems there's no one you might wait.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh presents some opportunities to allow local musicians to thrive. And we do have a very strong local music scene and indie rock, hip hop, folk, DJs, brass, a lot of thriving genres here.
Robbie Hecht is from Tennessee and tours as often as he can with his music. He likes what he found here in Pittsburgh.
This is about as intimate as it gets, you know, a little bit more than a folk club would be, and just a little bit less like a private party than a concert in somebody's living room would be. So it's a really nice vibe.
Ben Shannon says that's exactly what they're looking to do.
We're kind of a cross between what would be a private house concert and a small folk club.
Ben also feels that there is a natural overlap with spoken word presentations.
One of the audiences that we feel like would be ideal for this kind of show would be audiences who might go to a poetry reading, because the attention to detail in the lyric is something that we are trying to showcase.
And he's open to considering the addition of some other seemingly incongruous genres that also focus on lyrical content.
There's a really great tradition here of hip-hop and a lot of really interesting artists and producers here.
For now, the next event will feature singer-songwriters Heather Kropp from Pittsburgh and Kansas native Heather Pearson. It's scheduled for the 19th of March. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.